Lecture 1 by the Light Beings, The Choice. Each lecture starts with a prayer. I ask the Divine Light guide us and protect us. I call forth the beings of light and love, truth and wisdom. And I ask now that all that we need for the divine unfoldment of our souls on all levels of our existence manifest peacefully and lovingly. Before we begin, we wish you to know that each exchange between the dimensions that we speak from and where you live, the fluidity of love increases in the universe. And so we are grateful for each time we have the opportunity to exchange with you. We wish to speak tonight about the importance of allowing yourself to become the creator of your own energy being. As most of you know, this is a time on the earth plane when the consciousness is evolving into another level of frequency. It is a time when each being who is aware of energy, who is aware of thought, is aware of light, has the opportunity to experience themselves as facilitators of this evolution or resistors of it. You are moving into the moment of truth, the moment of choice. You can either align with fear as the old forms, the old systems, the old beliefs, and the old frequency starts to dissolve and disappear, or you can celebrate the change. If you are not choosing to celebrate, there might be a tendency to fear, change, and chaos. We invite you, each of you, to fully understand that you have been created to create reality. You have been given teachers and guides and maps of consciousness so that you can move along and discover how to create the reality that you wish to have exist within yourself, your community, and the Earth race. Yes, we say the Earth race. For us, all beings upon the Earth, whether they are human, animal of land, sea, or air, or elements, are all part of the Earth race. The human has been given the gift of having awareness of its own awareness. Therefore, you are the ones who witness the change and intend how the evolution of the Earth flows. There is a great rejoicing in the light world. Many on the Earth plane now are aware of having the gift of being creators and facilitators of reality. There is a great rejoicing as the Earth race wakes up and realizing that it exists. You are very wonderful, brave beings who have chosen to come to the Earth at this time. For the first time in the evolution of the Earth race, all around the world, there is an awareness that you are all one race. This is happening through your consciousness, through your technology, and through new thought patterns. The Earth race is of one energy. Love is the source of energy that feeds positive evolution. Love feeds not just the heart, but also the mind, the cells, and the etheric body. When one moves away from love, the emptiness of fear organizes reality. For fear is emptiness. Fear is that state of existence when one forgets one's connection with all of creation, with one's self as the creator, and with the higher being as the generator of love. So we ask you to take a moment to focus on the place within yourself where you are generating your consciousness, where your awareness flows through you, and notice if you are moving it with kind, loving, compassionate energy. Or are you moving your consciousness with the emptiness of fear and judgment? If you discover that you have slipped into fear, take a moment and breathe in love. Feed yourself with loving energy. Soak it in through your cells. Absorb it with your mind. We want to remind you that each thought that is fed with love generates a thought pattern to flow from you to the universe and to the earth. Each sensation that is felt with love generates an energy on the earth that all can call on and magnetically absorb love from the universal plane. Each movement, whether it is your breath, or dancing joyfully, or moving slowly down the road, that is felt with love, expands the energy field of Earth in vibrating the loving ray. How you live within yourself sets the tone of how you receive from other dimensions. We hear that so many humans talking about being afraid that they are being influenced by entities from other dimensions. They are being judged, prodded, poked, and organized. But there are others who joyfully receive the lifting of veils of consciousness and seeing teachers, visitors, friends, companions, angels, and helpers from other dimensions. They see them as partners in their evolution. We wish you to reflect to you that how you live within yourself, how you receive from your mind, your feelings, your energy, that organizes what energy you draw from the universal plane. If you are unconscious of your own being, allowing others to place their expectations or shadow material upon you, you are more inclined to allow thought patterns or entities from other dimensions to be unconscious in their relationship with you. If, however, no matter how strange or difficult your thought patterns are, you receive them with love and you have compassion for your own feelings, the flow of energy through your body, you will be more inclined to magnetically pull to you entities from other dimensions that wish to support you. Then they will give to you from the highest realms or other evolved universes the energy to support you in life. Do not be afraid of the Earth race waking up to the realization that it is part of a larger family in the universe. You have control over what is magnetically drawn to you and who you allow near you. You are the center of your own life. You create many levels of existence. We want you to really encourage you to celebrate the awakening consciousness. Look around you each day and ask, what have I drawn into my life today? Who have I drawn into my life today? If you have drawn in emptiness or upsetment or difficulty, look not beyond yourself, but within. Look and see, how have you forgotten to love yourself? Or have you forgotten to love your upset feelings? Or have you forgotten to organize your mind around thoughts that create reality you wish? Or have you forgotten to surrender to the love from above that is coming to you? Look with love before analyzing what is coming to you. If you truly look with love at how you are creating your reality, you will be surprised at how the reality changes to peace.